Okay, now we are going to start discussing about actinic keratosis, or which is also known as a solar keratosis. It is one of the those conditions of the skin which occurs due to the chronic UV exposure, and it carries a low risk of progression to invasive squamous cell carcinoma. So actinic keratosis, as the name shows, that these are hyperkeratotic lesions which occurs due to the sun exposure on those areas which are chronically sun exposed, and hence named the actinic keratosis. So mostly they can be seen on the face, on the back of the hands and the feet, on the neck, depending upon the chronicity of the sun exposure. So histopathologically, they will be characterized by the focal areas of abnormal proliferation and differentiation of the keratinocytes, along with the actinic changes present in the dermis. If they are not treated early, then they carry a low risk of transformation into invasive SCC. Since it is associated with the chronic exposure of the sunlight, that's why they are more commonly seen in the elderly, with the preponderance seen in men because of their daily life activities and more exposure to the sun. In the ethnicity white population and people living in the areas with the high sunlight exposure are at risk, because in the white people we know that the melanin is less, so the ultraviolet radiation protection naturally is reduced. And those areas which live, those people who are living in the areas where the sunlight exposure is greater, naturally they become at a higher risk of developing actinic keratosis. It is associated with the other ultraviolet radiation induced skin cancers and dermatosis, especially SCC, BCC, in situ melanoma and invasive melanoma, the highest being the SCC.